Corey Brown's journalistic career took her across the country, but she never lost touch with her native Kansas. She came back regularly to see her mother in Wichita, then returned on a reporting assignment that made her take a hard look at the state's rural areas.
It's a beautiful place. I had mornings when I would be driving at dawn. It took my breath away.
Beautiful, but emptier than she remembered.
I didn't think that's what I was going to find. I came because I had heard that there were efforts to get fresh fruits and vegetables out into rural Kansas because the breadbasket had become a food desert, which seemed odd to me. And then as I'm driving around to these small towns, I realize there's no one here. This isn't about a food desert. This is a people desert.
A people desert created by economic forces, mainly the get big or get out trends in farming. Bigger farms that require less labor because of rapidly improving technology mean fewer farmers. And that, Brown says, translates to fewer people in small towns and fewer customers for Main Street businesses.
It's a trajectory that is only going to become more and more dramatic, and there's going to be less and less need for schools and less need for banks, less and less needs for all the other things that support a community.
It's a trajectory that's accelerated in recent years, but, says Kansas historian Virgil Dean, it isn't new. Rural Kansas has been emptying out for decades, for more than a century in some places.
There are certain counties that peak in the 1890 census in terms of total population and never recover. And in some cases, it's real dramatic.
Even today, more than half of Kansas counties average fewer than 10 people per square mile.
I think it's easy to do the story on how rural is dying. I think it's harder to find the positive parts, but they're there.
Marcy Penner runs the Kansas Sampler Foundation. She's obsessed with keeping rural communities going and celebrating others who do the same.
We are about to go in to the kettle to surprise Bea and Mandy with a We Can Award. Come on.
In this foundation video, Penner's in Beloit, a town of about 3,800. She's there to give one of her We Can Awards, that's Can with a K, to Bea and Mandy Fincham, owners of The Kettle, a combination coffee shop, cafe, wine bar, and music venue.
This is a We Can Award to Mandy and Bea Fincham for giving Beloit a cool factor. And that's what this place is.
Young people like the Finchams, a couple in their 30s, are prized in rural towns with aging populations. Bea's a teacher at Beloit's elementary school. Mandy quit a grant writing job to run the new business. A risky move in a small town.
We just thought we don't want to be 80 and have regrets. So we decided to try it. And so far it's been great.
But not great enough to pay the bills without Bea's teacher salary. Still, the couple considers the business a success because it fills a need in their community.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've heard that time and again. You know, people have told us we're a cultural hub.
That's important. Because emerging research says if a community has a bunch of Bea and Mandy Finchams, go-getters willing to step up, take risks, and motivate others, it has a chance, not of reversing the population trends, but a chance to thrive, even as it shrinks. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.